exceed short, as far as unemployment requested.
If please your court, I will undertake to reply to the logical remarks of General Canale before going into the impassioned and oratorical fights.
I don't know why he has to take out the quick personalities in everything he has to make to the court about me. I'm trying to refrain from that. But if Mr. Foreman doesn't like me, maybe I don't like him, but I don't see any need for the court to make
Mr. Wright, excuse me. Let me just say that he was evidently you and Mr. Foreman are more or less appraisal to each other. When you address the court in a matter of that sort of first place, I want you to write and address the court, and I don't want any personalities in this case. We've got a job to do, and you're certainly, if you all possessed in this, these sort of actions, you're going to make it very difficult on the court, because while the court's got a good deal of patience, it hasn't got intimate patience, and I wish you'd leave both of you, all personalities out of the
All right. May I have a proceed, Your Honor? On the first of the 20 working days that General Canale says were used by the prosecution in interviewing these witnesses, he had available what one of the highly respected monthly magazines, Reader's Digest, quotes someone on an authority, perhaps a clerk, Attorney General of the United States, as saying represented $1,400,000 of investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The works of over 400 agents assigned solely to that investigation, plus whatever other several hundred police officers and sheriff's deputies and state constabulary of the state of Tennessee. We don't have that. I would welcome, if the I'm certain the prosecution desires to you, the rather than the 360 that would help us to that extent. I do not recognize that any of this investigation by the FBI or the other investigative agencies were capsules for the defense. That they were accumulated.
Yeah.
stated that I would engage a Tennessee attorney, and that I haven't gotten so yet. The answer to that is, Your Honor, that I spent 2 days, three, calling on four of the attorneys that my investigation made me believe that I would need in this case. I realized that in the trial of any case of this serious nature, the best attorney is never good enough. And as in an operation, the best doctor is never good enough. I found that of the five that I talked with, four disqualified themselves because of previous association with one face of the officer. And I'm sure in their opinion they believe that I have made an honest effort in that regard, and that I have not the with reference to the argument of the distinguished assistant attorney general, that at least in the eyes of the news media there's financial value in this case. That's why I'm in the case, Your Honor. Absolutely. I don't think a defendant should be tried in the news media. And I think this man was being tried in the news media. And I think he would have been tried in the news media, except for my coming in at the time. And if it had been 2 weeks before or a month before, I wouldn't have been in this case at all. But it was only 2 days before. He was about to go to trial. And he was about to go to trial, Your Honor, not because this case was ready for trial, but to meet a publication date of a book. And that all along. And I stepped in because it was my responsibility to do it. And I'm not blaming him for any lawyer would have done. Lawyer at least that was raised in the school that I was raised in, with a sense of responsibility to do his profession and to the public. So that regardless, yes, if I were willing to sell this man's life for some royalties on a picture and on a book and on magazine articles, there'd be lots of money, but I don't practice law for money now. There was a time when I did. I'm no angel. I'm in this case, just as I believe that either any of these distinguished gentlemen would be in it were they in private practice, or Your Honor, were he so. The only thing that I do accept to the remark is that I'm willing, for the record, to be examined in the individual eyes as to who is the delegate personalities in our argument. The one thing I do object to is the remark of Mr. Dwyer. I'm trifling with this court. I don't trifle with any court. I'm an officer of this court.